I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. More than 3,000 people have been killed in Lebanon since the Israel-Hezbollah conflict started. On Tuesday and Wednesday, Israeli airstrikes in eastern and central Lebanon killed at least 70 more. Hezbollah says it will consider a ceasefire if Israeli attacks stop. But it's complicated. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says their team is distributing clothing, blankets, and other aid to the displaced. Their role is to show the love of Christ while also
looking at the opportunity that God gives us to strike what I call these Jesus conversations with people who are seeking answers to their well-thought questions. Where is God in all of that? Does God care for our miseries?
Many of those asking don't know the God of the Bible. Pray for them to find peace with God through Christ and then peace with one another. Then, did you know the difference between the registered and unregistered church in China? Eric Berkland of China Partner is familiar with the registered church.
They have what they call a relative freedom. They don't have all the freedoms that we enjoy. But many of the pastors in the registered church pastors tell us and remind us, hey, we're thankful for what God has given us. It's not like it used to be under Mao Zedong, for instance.
The focus of any branch of the church is always Jesus, and that's true in China, too.
When you meet with these brothers and sisters in China, that they just really focus, number one, on scripture. They preach the word, they memorize it, they pray it, and then they just love Jesus.
Learn more about the registered church with the full story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.